This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Thursday's headlines, and we begin in Austin, Texas, where a single-engine plane has been piloted into a building there intentionally, and the building housed the IRS, the focus of the ire of the pilot, who is now dead. According to the FBI and other officials studying this story out of the Texas capital city, Joseph Stack wrote a long manifesto talking about his frustrations with the IRS, as well as big government intrusion into the auto industry on Wall Street. He also railed against the insurance companies in a very long message. Authorities then say he lit his own house on fire with his family still inside. They were safely rescued. He then went to his local airfield, got into his single-engine plane, flew it to downtown Austin, and crashed it into the building that holds FBI offices as well as the IRS. Mr. Stack is confirmed dead. Two others are injured, including one who was evacuated to San Antonio with severe burns as a result of the explosion with the gas tank from that single-engine plane. Plenty of reaction, and everyone's still trying to put all the pieces together here. Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCaul represents the district where this happened. He says, obviously, this is a bit reminiscent of what happened on 9/11, although, thankfully, there were far fewer casualties and it was a much smaller incident given the size of the plane. Still, he says, this is obviously still a tool that terrorists could use, and Congress needs to consider that.
When you look at the extraordinary damage done by one of the smallest private aircrafts out there, the idea of a Gulfstream flying into the Capitol or White House, it's a scary prospect. I think it's something that Congress needs to look at.
Texas Governor Rick Perry was also speaking out on the tragedy in Austin. He says it once again highlights the need to keep Americans safe while also preserving liberties. He says it's a difficult balance and he doesn't want to see what's happened to the nation's airports become the reality everywhere.
Well, I hope we don't turn our capital into DFW or Bush International Airport from the standpoint of security, that Texans still and visitors still have freedom to come and go and don't feel like that they're being, you know, inappropriately hassled.
Also of issue in this story is the fact that there was no flight plan filed and that the pilot was obviously licensed. Again, his name, Joseph Stack, who died in the attack, and he even listed his birth and death dates in this manifesto that he released. So the eventuality of that flight was not a surprise, given his plans for the day. For more insight into the rules on piloting small planes and what it takes to get licensed, you can hear my interview with longtime airline reporter David Field. And that's at worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org. In other news, on Thursday, President Obama, just a day after touting what he sees as a success of his stimulus plan a year after its enactment, he says he's now going after the surging national debt. On Thursday, the president appointed the bipartisan co-chairs of a special commission on fiscal responsibility, tapping a former Republican senator and a former Democratic White House chief of staff.
Alan Simpson and Erskine Bowles are taking on the impossible. They're going to try to restore reason to the fiscal debate and come up with answers as co-chairs of the new National Commission on Fiscal Responsibility and Reform. I'm asking them to produce clear recommendations on how to cover the costs of all federal programs by 2015 and to meaningfully improve our long-term fiscal picture.
The president also outlined how folks will be added to this commission, and he emphasized that there will need to be bipartisan consensus for any recommendation to be approved.
Four others will be appointed by me. Six will be appointed by Republican leaders. Six by Democratic leaders. Their recommendations will require the approval of 14 of the commission's 18 members, and that ensures that any recommendation coming out of this effort and sent forward to Congress has to be bipartisan in nature.
The president also says it's time for America to tighten its fiscal belt, something Republicans are snickering at, as, of course, the president just a couple of weeks ago unveiled his budget for fiscal year 2011 with the largest single-year deficit in American history. The president, though, says from his perspective, this is a very responsible budget.
That's also why this year we're proposing a responsible budget that cuts what we don't need to pay for what we do. We've proposed budget reductions and terminations that would yield about $20 billion in savings. We're ending loopholes and tax giveaways for oil and gas companies and for the wealthiest 2% of Americans.
The president has talked a lot more about fiscal responsibility ever since the Democrats lost their supermajority in the U.S. Senate following the Massachusetts Senate election last month. the president's future, as well as the prospects for the Republican Party at this year's midterm elections, was front and center on the inaugural day of the Conservative Political Action Conference in downtown Washington. Making a surprise appearance at the conference, former Vice President Dick Cheney, who says he sees good things for his party this year and a couple years from now.
The sky's the limit here. I think 2010 is going to be a phenomenal year for the conservative cause. And I think Barack Obama is a one-term president.
The former vice president thanked the volunteers who have helped to continue the conservative movement, and he says he's encouraged to see so many young faces at the convention this year.
I'll do everything I can, but most especially I want to encourage that younger generation, all of you who, and that's most of you, who are younger than I am. It really is. It's a remarkable time to be an American, a remarkable time to be a conservative.
Until Cheney's appearance on Thursday afternoon, the highlight of the day for conservatives was one of their darlings, Marco Rubio, the conservative U.S. Senate candidate in Florida, who is mounting a very serious challenge in the primary to sitting Florida Governor Charlie Crist. In his speech, Mr. Rubio says that 2010 is a year that could well define where America directs itself for the many years ahead.
2010 is not just a choice between Republicans and Democrats. It's not just a choice between liberals and conservatives. 2010 is a referendum on the very identity of our nation.
Mr. Rubio says that the Democrats have a radical agenda they want to implement, and they're trying to use the current economic downturn as cover.
And now, they know that the American people will never support their vision of America. So instead, over the last 12 months, they have used a severe economic downturn, a severe recession, as an excuse to implement the statist policies that they have longed for all this time.
Also appearing at the CPAC convention this week will be former Arizona Congressman J.D. Hayworth, who is now the conservative challenger to longtime Arizona Republican Senator John McCain. I had the chance to speak with Mr. Hayworth earlier, and you can hear my full conversation with him again, worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org. While you're there, you can also catch my chat with Tevi Troy, former Deputy Health and Human Services Secretary for President Bush, who offers his take on the success or lack of success of the stimulus plan 1 year later, as well as where he thinks the health debate is going from here. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.